Hello, my name is Ed Frawley, and of course, I own Learburg with my wife, Cindy. This is a good question, dear to my heart, because it deals with German Shepherds that I bred for 35 years, have not for 15 years. And it's about a problem with a young puppy whose ears have not stood up yet. Normally, German Shepherd ears come up after the dog is done teething, but I'm going to talk more about that, and I'll read the question first. Hi, Cindy. I would not have dreamed of asking you this question, but I read an article that Ed wrote about it, so I thought that it would be a valid question. My five-month-old Shepherd still has both ears down completely. They stand up, but they're flipping at the top occasionally when alert, but only stand for a second or two before they drop. They didn't stand up before teething either. How do I know when teething has finished? Is it when the baby teeth have all come out, or when all the adult teeth are fully in? Should I intervene at this age or give it a little more time? His baby teeth appear to have come out, but his adult teeth are still quite small. He has had a bad start before I got him, nutrition-wise, but is on very good superfood at the moment. He has been wormed, but he had not been wormed before we got him. He appears healthy in all ways. Well, that's a good question. It's a sad deal. One thing that I saw in the hundreds and hundreds of litters of German Shepherds I bred, that if a puppy's ears stood up before it teethed, they would always come up after they were done teething. If the puppy's ears have not come up before teething, the majority of the time after the dog is done teething, they don't come back up after that. And teething isn't done when their puppy teeth are done. Teething isn't finished when the puppy teeth are all out. It's finished when the adult teeth are fully in. That's when it's done. Now, in this case, I guess, and what we mean by intervening with the ears is to learn how to tape them so they stand. And I have an article on my website, learburg.com. You can go and read it if you're someone that has a German Shepherd that has an ear problem. You can learn how to tape it there. But it's a sad deal. I know for a fact that ears that don't come up are a genetic factor. And it's awful hard to fight genes. There's a small chance that if she tapes this dog's ears, it will stand. That doesn't mean, just because a dog's ears don't stand, doesn't mean it's not a really nice dog though. And unless you're talking about breeding the dog, just one of those things that you're going to learn to love. Cindy goes on to say that if you're concerned about the puppy's ears, you have nothing to lose by taping them. It takes a little bit of time for the puppies to learn that they don't like that thing in their ear, and you just have to manage that and work with it and teach them, no, you don't want to dig at it. They'll get over it in a few hours or maybe in a day or so. But you're not going to hurt anything by taping the dog's ears. The only thing is, we're certainly not going to tell you that it is a genetic thing that runs within certain bloodlines.